I know earlier this morning or earlier this afternoon, we've seen a lot of lawyers talk about these sorts of issues. So hopefully, I'm going to stick with the scientific aspects of it and not stray into some of these other issues. As Doug mentioned, groundwater-surface water interactions is a very important aspect of water management, not surface water management, not groundwater management, but water management. We see lots of examples. Doug touched on the Texas versus New Mexico issue. It also, at its heart, is the origin of the EAA, groundwater pumping affecting spring flows. We're seeing in the news there is some potential of this venturing into the SAWS Vista Ridge project. And so I'm going to talk about basically just provide some background material and provide a couple of examples and go into some detail on those and then kind of wrap it up with some where this is going. So specifically we'll talk about groundwater management, some hydrogeologic concepts, an example that deals with induced recharge, an example that deals with spring flow reduction. Groundwater management has three parts. You hear a lot of talk at the legislative hearings that it needs to be based on sound science. Well, that's a given, but there's law and there's the institutions, in this case, groundwater management districts, and they all are interrelated. Now, we've heard some of these talked about already. Aquifer characteristics and uses vary quite a bit across the state and often across individual groundwater districts. And as we know, groundwater flow does not honor political boundaries. So when wells are pumped, effects of that pumping can cross political boundaries, not only within a district boundary or a county boundary, but sometimes international boundaries or state boundaries.